Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Everybody, welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. Sam Crowley from Las Vegas with my buddy Alex. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Sam?
I'm doing if you could see, I'm in a room full of people right now. Alex is scared out of his mind like a kitty in a lightning storm. And he's about to do his very first podcast, and he hasn't done one before. Are you a little nervous or no?
I am nervous. My mouth is starting to get a little dry, you know, and my heart is pounding just a little bit, you know.
I love it, man. I love it. That's why we put you on the spot. So I'm podcasting from Las Vegas. It's been an amazing 2 days here. I wish you guys could have been here. If you missed it, this one, make sure you get to the next one. By the way, I'd love to chat with you. Make sure you go to launchwithsam.com. That's launchwithsam.com. Book a 30-minute call on my calendar. I'd love to hear all about your message. Alex, you have an amazing message. You said that you were going to launch your podcast. Now we're putting you on the spot to make sure you get your podcast out there. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what do you do?
So I am a registered dietitian, personal trainer. I have been coaching people for the last 10 years through lifestyle change, mental change to get where you are at to where you want to be through lifestyle change. But I have transitioned more into the clinical route to help people make the same type of changes, but using bariatric surgery.
Bariatric surgery. I got 20 college credits. Most of them are gym and health class. Okay. I don't know what that means. What's bariatric surgery?
So bariatric surgery is surgical weight loss, and it is a tool. It is a tool to help you lose weight, but you will still need to make lifestyle changes to be successful long term. And that's where I come in.
Why? Wow. That is fascinating. Bariatric surgery. How did you ever become passionate about something so nichified, so narrow? There's got to be a story behind that.
Yeah, there's definitely a story. So I have, like I said, I've been in weight management for a long time. I went to school to become a registered dietitian, became board certified, and I even stepped on stage multiple times as a bodybuilder and helped multiple people become bodybuilders or bikini competitors, physique competitors. But it is not as fulfilling as helping somebody get off medication, diabetes medication, you know, heart disease and hypertension, things like that, that is just way more fulfilling, you know? And that's basically how I got into it. And we're talking about, if you ever seen the show 600 Pound Life, things like that, that is bariatric surgery. That is surgical weight loss. And those are the type of people that we help. Okay, so getting that lifestyle, if you've ever seen the show, there is a tool, a very, very helpful tool, but you can also see that people can still gain the weight back, even though that they've had this very, very helpful tool. And that's where I come in.
So you come in there and your show's going live tomorrow, March 16th, 2020, which is amazing, man. I can't wait for everybody to plug into that. when your show goes live on iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and iHeartRadio and downloaded in 100 countries all around the world, what is it? Why should people continue to listen? Because your story is, your why is, why you're so passionate about this is you were in the competition, probably didn't fulfill you as much as seeing an entire lifestyle change. Now, you can't see Alex because this is an audio, but if you're on video, the guy's got two tree trunks tied to his shoulders, okay? He's built like, seriously, you know what. So you're in great shape yourself. It's fulfilling for you to get people to be in great shape as well through lifestyle changes as well. Why, when your show does go live, and those of you also listening on the podcast, we're holding Alex's feet to the fire. So his show's going live. We got him on the hot seat. That's why I have him on my podcast right now, just to make this a reality for him. Because one way or another, your show's going to be on iTunes,
yes,
either with me or with you, okay?
Yes.
So when somebody tunes into your podcast, you came to Vegas because you wanted to create content. Okay. So what's going to happen after your first show? Your first podcast? What's going to happen in episodes 20, 30, 40, 50? Why would somebody continue to tune in to listen? What happens? What's the process that you want to take people through?
So the reason I'm doing this is because I have received all of the questions, the same questions that I know if I'm helping them, 100,000, maybe a million other people have the same questions. And I'm going to go through all of those and have my process and share with them the process that people have been able to be successful with after I talk it through. So that is what I want to share with the people, is the process to get through a lot of the barriers many, many people have that you may not even think, you know, unless you've gone through this process.
Yeah. So you're going to be able, people are going to be listening in the car, they'll be listening to the treadmill, they'll be listening at work. They suffer from weight would be the main issue that they have. Is that going to be your target market?
Weight, yes. So one of the issues is obviously weight, and they wouldn't have gone through this process if they didn't want to lose weight or if they had a lot of struggles doing so. But then also there are still struggles afterwards, and that is usually the expectation, okay? And it comes in the mental side, and if you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, you will progress. But once you do something and spend so much money to do something, you know, this invasive, a lot of people have unrealistic expectations that will make you think that you should be progressing at a certain rate, at a certain time, and that usually comes from other people's success, and you're not everybody else.
So you're going to minister to them and help walk them through this, right? And help them understand it's a process, it's a journey. It's not just, you know, one quick pill you're going to take, have the surgery, and all of a sudden life is great the next day.
Exactly. And everybody's lifestyle is different. Everybody's different. And I say this all the time, the way that you progress, you know, is not going to be exactly the same. How you even start introducing food is going to be different. Because if me and you were to cut our finger today, we're not going to be healed on the same day, you know, because we're two different people, two different ages, two different lifestyles leading up to this point. And that's what I'm going to talk about, walking you through that and understanding and actually creating a realistic expectation moving forward.
Wow, that would be amazingly valuable, brother. I'm excited for your podcast to go live. His name's Alex Concepcion, right?
Yes.
Lives here in Las Vegas, and he's going to launch his podcast this week. Just another person at a Sam Crowley live event with my buddy Mark Usyk. You guys may have heard me talking about this. And this is what we do, man. We help people get their message launched, get their movement launched. He's just an average guy doing above average stuff out there. If Alex can do it, you can do it. Don't overthink it. Figure out the problem you solve, the life experience you have, the intellectual property that you have. Alex, how'd it feel to get your first podcast out?
Oh my gosh, man. It feels fantastic. It feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Let me tell you what.
That's awesome. Hey, everybody. We'll be back and better than ever tomorrow on the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.